When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Yo, 皆さん、Manga Sensei Podcast で聞いてくれたことどうもありがとうございます。Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today, like every day, I'm breaking down the world's best language ever. I'm just not doing 5 minutes like I do Monday through Friday. So today we're interviewing some of my friends, Colin and Cece, who lived in Japan for a little while. Cece actually graduated with a degree in Japanese studies as well as Japanese language and literature, so she's a bona fide expert in this field, and I want to talk to them a little bit about today about living in Japan, about some cultural and linguistic faux pas, and go into it from a perspective of more life in Japan and life in general being a Japanese speaker after you have a certain level of fluency. Colin, Cece, why don't you guys introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Colin. I am from Seattle, and I spent a couple years in Japan, and that's actually where Cece and I met.
We did. We met in Japan. My name is Cece. I'm from El Paso, Texas. I grew up in a Spanish-speaking community, but was always interested in learning Japanese. Started in high school and then decided that I really, really loved it. And then I went to college and decided that I wanted to keep doing it. I did Asian studies because I wanted to do more than just the language, but also history, government, culture, literature, things like that, like John said. And I kept doing it. And then I went to Japan as a volunteer for our church, and it was super fun. And I came back and then did some more school and finally graduated. And now I just work full-time.
Woo! Yay, full-time work. Yeah. Oh. No, I just got off working today, and it was a long day. It was a long day.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it's kind of hard, though, honestly, because it's been a year since I graduated, and the time's gone by super fast, and I haven't been studying Japanese in the ways that I used to. I even bought a Japanese novel that I've been trying to read.
Which one did you get? The Ring? Or
The Ring.
The Ring.
Because I really like the movie series. Uh-huh. And I was inspired by the last movie that came out last year in Japan, The Ring versus The Grudge or whatever.
Yeah.
I love that movie. I think it was hilarious. Did you even see it?
The idea of it sucks.
Whatever. Anyways, and the most recent American movie, The Rings, was also not as good.
I saw that. That did suck.
Yeah, but anyways, I like the series and I like the original. So
I like the original Japanese movie The Ring. The only part that kind of threw me off is when he's psychic, kind of like you. I was like, what the? He said, when do we bring psychics into this? just for the most off the wall remark. You broke up with your wife because you're dating a college student and you are a psychic in the math department. Okay, yeah, sure, logic. It was fun. So you graduated with a degree in Japanese, and you guys both lived in Japan. You guys actually met in Japan.
We did.
Yeah, I was living in Amagasaki, and she was living in Nishinomiya, which is kind of I guess it's technically Hyogoken, but it's basically by Osaka. And
yeah, I love Osaka.
Her Japanese was still, and always will be, better than mine at that point, so I was a little bit jealous, but I guess we kind of hit it off.
Yeah. He was one of our leaders, we call it a district leader. Basically, we'd have weekly meetings, and it was, anyway, we had a lot of fun, and sometimes we'd all, we went out to eat together some couple times, as a group of volunteers together. So that was fun. I remember, I had this thing where I enjoy messing with people when we go out to eat. So if we go out to a restaurant, I'll put salt in your water when you're not looking. So I remember starting to do that. The thing is, though, they brought us a pitcher, and I put salt in the entire pitcher. And I did that to all of our group, and he thought it was really funny, but a lot of other Japanese people thought it was funny.
Oh, there's just one, what was his name? I can't remember. Hashimoto-san, and he just got really grumpy, and he was just glaring at us, and he's like, this is not Japanese. This is not the Japanese way, and all that Okay.
Yeah, I felt pretty bad because like, I knew that it was might be a bad idea because in Japan, like manners and all that at a restaurant. But you know,
we just told them to replace it. Told them
yeah,
there was salt in it.
They
gave us a weird look, but then they took it away.
I just remember telling the waiter like, "I'm so sorry. I put salt in this pitcher," and then I realized that it didn't make any sense. And he was just like, "Okay, I'll bring you a new one." So.
No, I think that happens a lot, though. I mean, the humor is different in Japan.
Yeah.
Like, there was this time I was living with a Japanese guy in Nagano-ken, and it was snowing, and I was excited because snow and fun, and we had some time to kill, and so we decided to build a snowman. And he wanted to build a little two-ball, cute little snowman that we could put on the side of the house that would not get in anyone's way. And so I built a four-ball snowman taller than I was, and it almost reached the second story of the building. It was glorious. And then he looked at mine, and I looked at his, and I laughed at his, and he broke mine. He's like, "It's Ojama." I'm like, "It's not Ojama. It's just cool."
That's hilarious. I never really thought about that.
Yeah. It's interesting where you place your... I mean, the number one selling car of all time in America is the Ford F-150 by a good margin. And that's not the case in Japan. You don't see many Ford F-150s in Japan. You see a lot of little Hondas, maybe once in a while like a little Subaru.
Mm-hmm.
But, place value in like the small, intricate, painstakingly perfect thing. And I place value on being able to run something over with four-wheel drive. What you value. But it's interesting how some of those things kind of clash. I knew a guy who was named Dave, and in American culture, it's common to, you know, once you get used to somebody, be like, "Hey, you don't have to call me, you know, Mr. Johnson, call me Dave." Well, Debu is not a great thing to call somebody to begin with. And so they didn't want to call him Debu. And so he's like, "Well, God, I call me by my first name because you're trying to be familiar." And they're like, "No, we don't be that familiar because we don't call you Little Fatty." Like,
well, it's pretty unfortunate that isn't Debu.
Poor Debu. Do you have a middle name? Like, yeah, it was interesting.
What about like David instead?
Debido. I don't know what he ended up going by. I think more like, I don't know what he ended up going by. I didn't know him very well, but it was just one of those things. There's like, cool. I think they just like made his last name. They stopped using "san" and started like scheduling like "kun" or just like his name, his last name period, which was Johnson. So Johnson Kun. You know, you're just a little simpler. But my name was pretty easy. John. I'm like in all the textbooks in Japan. John san wa? Like, yes, I am John san.
Brown san.
Brown san.
Mira san.
Mira san. You're Betty san. Betty. Like, we know the name Betty. No one's name. My grandma's name is Betty. That's the only Betty you're going to meet.
Yeah.
So, when you guys were. Have you guys been up to Tokyo at all? Or do you guys.
Sadly, no. I've never been to Tokyo. I've never been interested. I'm just too afraid. It's a big city and it makes me nervous. So, I don't know.
I really like the Inaka. I like the countryside. Those are the people that are. Because they're really, really polite.
Uh-huh.
And they're a little bit more outgoing than the city people. I forgot what the Japanese word for it, but it's like the mask they put on.
Tatemaya.
And like, so I never had a desire to go to Tokyo either, but I would love to go one day. I really like the old, castles and like the rice paddies.
Yeah,
and
the furi machinami.
Yeah,
and
just
stuff.
The awachans and the mamachadis just screaming and just like, you know, just like, and when they see you, you're a gaijin and they've never seen a white person before in person, so they scream in joy. Like that's kind of like where I like to live. Cities, I like cities too, but.
Well, I don't know. Everyone speaks normal in Tokyo, so maybe
that's. That's true.
If you're gonna go to Japan,
anywhere you go in the country, though, they speak weird. Like when I lived in Nagano, worse was Gifu. Living in Gifu, have you guys seen have you guys like seen Kimi no Na wa?
I just saw it like 2 days ago.
The girl in Kimi no Na wa is from the last place I lived in Japan.
Is that a real place, Itomori?
Itomori is a fake place, but it's based on a place called Hira Takayama,
oh,
which is my favorite place. In fact, the little study bubble, these guys, you see on the lunchbox, that's from Hira Takayama. Christine loves that place too, my wife. She loves Hidetakayama. She wants to eventually become super rich and buy a winter home there and live there. Because we love that place
that
so much. It's so nice. They call it Little Kyoto.
Aww,
and it's
like
it's so good. But how she talks, you know how she kind of has an accent?
I don't really
know
her accent.
Nanya ya.
Oh, yeah.
Mami na kana toka. Like
yeah,
that.
It sounded like...
It sounds inaka.
Yeah.
But a lot of ya, a lot of oru instead of iru, a lot of...
Like
yeah, it's right between Osaka and Tokyo, so it kind of mixes the two, plus you add inakaben right inside there. So instead of asking, genki desu ka, it's mami na kana.
I don't know that one.
That's, are you beanie?
Are you what?
Bean. Not, the to is mame, instead of like bean. Are you mame na kana? So are you like a bean? I wonder.
Interesting.
It's weird. I love, they call grandkids instead of mago, it's bi and bo. So bo like aka bo or akambo or like the bo like the hat bo, and then like b for like bijing. So b and bo for grandkids.
Cute.
For boys and girls. It's I love that area. It's a wonderful place. Anyone that goes to Japan should go to Hidetakayama or Hida Furukawa. It's all gorgeous. It's based off a place called Shirakawa, that lake.
So it does
actually
have
a lake.
Big lake?
It has a big lake. It's gorgeous.
So
but why do you like the inaka? Because you like when the little kids are like, hello! Hello!
I love you!
That's
I
honestly
love you.
One of my favorite things about Japan.
Well, I don't know. I guess for me, Japan, because I first lived in like a really, really busy place,
mm-hmm.
and then I went to the inaka. It was in Uwajima, which
mm-hmm.
is like southwestern Shikoku. And that one, I just kind of fell in love with it because just the mountains, and it's just really pretty, and the aesthetics of it was really... Like when I was by a beach or that, and the people are just, they move a little bit slower. And like, I felt less stressed when I was there. Because, like,
true.
When you go, when I went to, like, a Magasaki or Kawachi Nagano, I always felt like I was, like, I had to go, like, Mach 5 in order to do anything. But, like, you can kind of just, like, take your time in the inaka. And people, like, you know, you don't even have to knock on the door sometimes. You just, like, you just yell at them and they'll just come out. And,
Gomen kudasai!
Yeah, gomen kudasai! And, I mean,
yeah,
that's
fun.
That's why, I don't know, just the inaka, I have a lot of fond memories in the inaka.
So if you could go back, would you go back to the inaka and just kind of go back into this place you used to live, or?
No, because it's so far away and so
mm-hmm.
expensive to go anywhere.
It's true.
It's like, it's kind of illogical to go. I would like to go somewhere like in between, like somewhere in like, my first place that I lived in was Himeji,
mm-hmm.
and it was like on the border between like, busy city and like inaka, and that was
right.
kind of nice because you can kind of ride your bike off into the mountains, or you can take a train, 20-minute train to get into Kobe, and then
it's true.
I guess kind of the outskirts.
Okay, the outskirts,
yeah.
Like between Tokyo, like between Kyoto and like Osaka.
Yeah,
that's not too bad to get to. How about you, Shishi? Would you go out to the inaka as well, or would you try
yeah.
to adventure somewhere new in Japan
to live, or just to visit?
Just to visit.
Oh, I don't know, because, like, when I go to Japan, I just want to visit the places that I were there before, and I want to visit the people that I knew before, so, you know, and now it's, like, expanded into Fukuoka, too, all the people I knew there.
I totally
know
Sapporo.
Oh, yeah.
Sapporo would be cool.
Sapporo is, like, one of the highest places I want to go in Hokkaido, because I haven't explored that part of the country.
I haven't been anywhere north of Tokyo. I've been all over from, like, Tokyo down, except I haven't been to Shikoku. I haven't been to Okinawa, but, like, I've been all over Kyushu, I've been all over Chubu, I've been all over, like, that area, but nothing north of Tokyo.
No, just probably for, like, tourist stuff, I probably would go to Tokyo just to do it if I had time.
It's
yeah.
really confusing.
Oh.
Like, the train stations, I'm good at train stations.
Like, billion trains.
But there's, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Holy schmollies, I was confused. It's like addresses in Japan, which are completely asinine and super hard to figure out. It's like, you're in a prefecture, in a city, in an area, in a ward, in a...
Like a cho.
In a cho, in a atari. Like, because you have your atari cho. And so, like, you just... And, like, and then you have numbers. And then numbers make no logical sense, really. You just
yeah,
look for the...
sections of the neighborhood. Like,
addresses never work for me in Japan.
Something
yeah, they don't work for anyone in Japan.
I actually kind of enjoyed finding places.
It's if it's nice weather outside.
Oh, yeah. It's raining, it's not so fun.
Yeah, no. I'll meet you at this place. Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll definitely take half an hour to figure out what that is. Like,
yeah.
Make sure to leave an hour early.
Which exit?
Yeah. You get outside and you're like, oh, 8's on the exact other side of the world. Oh, yeah. So, transitioning from going to Japan and living in Japan, and when you're there, you're working and you're doing this job, and you come back from Japan. How do you keep up Japanese when you're suddenly not using Japanese every day?
That's a hard one, because I honestly haven't been doing very good, especially when you start working full time and other things in life are taking place.
Right.
I've been lazy this year, but like I said, it's important to keep up your reading skills, but also your comprehension skills, which honestly, just like watching Japanese YouTubers, which are Japanese YouTubers.
Some of them are fun.
But like stuff like that, or like I like to watch Japanese TV, like which I can find on YouTube, and like
yeah.
Another really important thing is to also, if you want to like increase your language skills, try looking at Japanese news, watching little news clips, like 2-minute videos, or like. Yeah,
it's too complex for me.
The Japanese news
is
hard. There's actually a podcast now outside of ours. There's a podcast, and it's just the news slowed down.
Ooh, that sounds useful. I would recommend that.
Yeah. There's also for, like, beginning learners. So, like, my whole gig is trying to help people find, like, language tools and stuff. So, like, I try to find tools. There's actually one called Yasashi Nihongo, made by NHK, and they just do news like things, but they do it in all really, really simple speech. So nothing above like JLPTN3.
Well, that sounds really useful. I have like a beautiful list that some professor put together for me of like all the Japanese resources I could ever want, and I don't know what that is, but I should definitely find that.
What was the professor?
It was Warner.
Warner?
Before he became, he went to Japan.
Warnick?
Oh, Warnick. Sorry.
Warnick, yeah.
Warnick, not Warner.
Yeah. I know his son. I know his son really well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just got married, his son did. His son speaks Korean.
Wow.
Yeah. No, but,
he should speak Korean.
Korean's cool. But, so, this is kind of a fun, interesting question I try to ask all my guests on the show is, if you were walking down the street and, poof, all your Japanese disappeared out of your head, it'd be terrible. But knowing what you know now of how Japanese works, how would you go about studying Japanese from day one?
Oh, geez. Well, I'd start learning some grammar points.
Okay, so you'd start with grammar.
Well, first, I think the most important thing is learn how to read it.
Okay.
Yeah, at least hiragana and katakana. That's how I started learning Japanese in the first place. But that's most important to me.
Okay.
Is learning how to read it and then learning how to pronounce it by that. And you just learn little bits of words at a time, and then you start learning grammar points after you learn how to read it.
Okay.
And then you kind of start forming sentences, like little puzzle pieces.
Would you use any resources? Would you, like, get a textbook? Or would you just start, like, try to outline a list of things you want to learn and then do it that way? Or how would you organize your study like that?
I'd probably get some kind of structured textbook, because I wouldn't be really good at just, like, thinking, like, oh, I want to say this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just have a flashback. Like, I remember, because I'm half Costa Rican, but I sadly don't really speak Spanish fluently.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember asking my grandmother, who's from Costa Rica, when I was a kid, I'd be like, Grandma, teach me Spanish. And she's like, well, what do you want to know how to say? And I'm like, everything. And she's like, well, write down some sentences. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, that didn't help at all. Like,
right.
You know, so like, I don't know. So I'm going to find resources to help.
Interesting. How about you, Colin? How would you start studying from day one again?
I guess, I think one of the most important things, again, is, like, you know, hiragana and katakana. I was like, get that down so that you can at least kind of start reading things.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I think, for me, grammar books were hugely important. Like, my mind didn't really work. Like, I couldn't figure it out unless I could read it and read the grammar pattern and then, like, kind of put it together. But I think the most important thing, something that I wish I did a lot more, I should have done more, is just you should just talk. Because it doesn't matter if you understand it, if you don't use it, like, it just kind of goes away.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and you're going to make tons of mistakes, but what you need to do is you just need to, you know, when you find someone to speak it with, regardless if they're, you know, Japanese or, I mean, Japanese would be preferable, or someone who just speaks Japanese, just start using it and then start critiquing yourself, because as soon as you start saying it, you start figuring out that it's wrong or it's right. And so just speak as much as humanly possible, as
gotcha.
Much Japanese as possible, because that's how you just figure things out. Like you can be book smart, but you're gonna sound like a fool if you think you know everything, and then all of a sudden like you meet a Japanese person and your accent's like crazy, and you kind of it's really like blocky, and it's really important to speak.
Antanani terika wakaranai.
Yeah, I've seen some. I don't know, just like. Someone's like, well, Kari Meshta. And you're just like, you're just kind of like, you cringe and you giggle at the same time. And it's just, and when you make mistakes, you remember it. And that's when you fix it. So
yeah.
That's how I learned. Is I said something. It was stupid. I sound like an idiot. They laughed at me. Like, because it was funny. They weren't laughing at me. They were just laughing at the situation.
Right.
But I learned. And then I never made the same mistake again.
Right.
It wasn't out of embarrassment. It was just because it was like.
Okay, that's how you do that. Actually, that's a perfect point for us to jump off of from speaking English into speaking Japanese. If you're not familiar with this podcast, what we do on Saturdays is for the first 15 or so minutes, first part of the conversation really, we do it all in English. And we have our discussion, and then at the about halfway point, we switch into speaking Japanese. So if you're new to speaking Japanese, I still recommend listening to this part of the podcast, trying to catch the words that you're familiar with, writing down the words that you're unfamiliar with, because it's a great portion where you get into some very interesting topics. Also, if you are a little more advanced learner, it's a great opportunity to start practicing your listening. And if we do make mistakes, understand that we are not perfect. We are all gaijin. However, it's a good opportunity to learn how properly to use a lot of those grammar points. And I've learned a lot from listening to other gaijin speakers and how they organize their language. Correct or not, it allows me to kind of access that grammar a little bit and learn how it's used accurately. If you want to access that grammar, it's all available on manga-sensei.com in our growing grammar database. Fastest growing on the internets and the only soon to be grammar dictionary as we deal with discovernihongo.com. So, それで日本語でなんか間違えてしまったら、例えばなんか日本語で言いたいことがあって間違えてしまって、どうやってそれを解決して、もう一度自信を持って勇気を出すのか、なんか考え方とか上限がありますか？
その笑うことは大切ですよ。そのそう笑ったらそのすごく幸せな気持ちを感じますけど、
はい、
あのねそれだけ
自分に笑ってあ大丈夫だ、
うん、
僕はそんなにバカじゃないんだ、
うん、
そうですね、自分の間違いをノートしてそれから、何が間違ったのかを覚えてそれから直して、
そうだね、そういう間違いを書けなかったら多分忘れちゃうかもな。
そう
ただその経験だけ覚えておいて、どうやってその経験を通して解決できるのか、それをもっと少し詳しく勉強しないと、それがいい条件だな。僕はあの日本で住んでた間、あの分からないことが言葉があったら、それかなんか痛いことがあって、でもどうやって言うか分からない、これは必ず僕のノートブックでいつもなんか バックのポケットには置いたんですけど、それを書いて日本人のあったら、すみません、どうやってこれを日本語で言いますかとアプローチしたんですけどそれはすごく便利だった、
うん、
すごく便利だった。それでもし今のところ聞いている方々が日本語習いたいけどどうやって勉強するのかよくわからないんで、何のアドバイスがありますか？
日本人を見つけてください。
ど
んな感じ？
なんか頑張って、自分でなんか文法とか、
はい、
なんとかとかのたくさん勉強して、YouTube とか他のビデオで、
そのビデオであのよくシャドウイングしますか？シャドウイング、シャドウイングご存知ですか？シャドウイングはあの僕は韓国に住んでたよ、ちょっと習った技術ですけれども、シャドウイングはあのビデオを切ってるながら同じようなあの言ったすぐ同じような言うことです。例えば、うん、あのもしビデオで言ってるがニュースだったら。 現在日本の中部交付でこれ言って言ったすぐに僕は言うんです。発音のマッチして真似するなんです。
はいはい、
そうします。
あー、したことがないです。韓国語で、本当は韓国語でやったことありますけど、韓国ドラマ見るときとかでも
気持ち悪い
フレーズとかでも日本語であまりやったことがないですけど、私発音を練習するときは読むことが一番いいと思います。
そうなんだ。なんせ
私が助けること、例えば本とか小説
、はいはいはい、
小説読んで、
大丈夫大丈夫、昨日僕も忘れたんだよ
小説を声を出して読んでとても助けになると思います。
いいですね。最近僕のポッドキャストを聞いて僕はハキハキなしちゃったんだよ。これを読んでるながら私はと言っちゃってもなんか普通に話せるなのになんか読むのがとなんか頭の中で読んでるの大丈夫なんですけれども普通に言うことが全くできなかったんだ。さっぱりが良くなかった本当に。
そうですね、読むのはなんか自分のなんかなんていうかな日本語を理解することが、
はい、
優しくなる私は思いますけど。
その通りと思うよ本当に。それさ、リングイッチハッキング聞くことある？リングイッチハッキング最近僕はGoogle で見てと思ったんだけど、僕よくわからない、多分なんか CC が知ってるかなと思ったんだけど、知らなくても大丈夫でも今のところで何を読むのが好き？最近なんかリンと言ったんだけど、
ホラーが好きですけど、あんまり日本語で小説をあんまり全部読んだことがないんですけど、少しずつだけで、
はい、
一つのチャプターだけとか、
それいいんじゃない例えばホラーだったらもう怖いんだもん。
そうですね。でもなんか日本語なのであんまり、まあ、英語でもホラーを読んだことがないんですけど、でリングではただ一つの章だけ読んだことがないんですけど、
よく漫画とか読む？
漫画はちょっと難しいと思います。そう、私は英語で読んだことがありますけど、はい、日本語で読むとなんか絵があるからちょっと私にとって読みにくいと思います。
読みにくいか。僕的にね、漫画の方が読みやすくて、でもなんか短編小説とか小説がちょっと分かりづらい、なぜかというと読んで本当に何がなんかハプニングのか、なんかイメージと想像できない。
うーん、
僕の母国語じゃないから、やっぱりなんか簡単なやつだったら、それからニュースだったら技術から、技術はもやっぱりなんか想像できる。でもさ、もし普通の会話だったら、会話ちょっと想像しにくいと思う、僕的にね。多分僕のイマジネーションが悪いからさ。
なんか私にとって漫画を読むとダイアログ、
会話
とかなんか私にとってちょっと分かりにくいと思います。私にでも私漫画があまり好きじゃないから多分それだけで、
これは漫画先生なのに何で漫画が好きじゃないの大丈夫
どうして漫画先生という名前を決めましたか？
そうですね、ちょっと残念な、なんかね、もともと漫画先生が漫画を通して日本語を教えるつもりだったけど、ちょっとライシシン問題があって漫画を使わなくなっちゃったんで、漫画を使わないなのにもう漫画先生の名は勝ったんだよ漫画先生の名は勝って使わなきゃなのに、漫画を使わなくなって、もういいんじゃない、まあ仕方がないだろうと思って、使って続けちゃったんだ。僕、今のところにもし、変われば、やっぱりなんか多分他の名を選ぶだけど、 もう今のところで毎日を500人、600人ぐらいは聞いてるので、もし縄を壊れちゃったら、もう多分僕の聞いてる方々は多分聞いて続けてこないかなと思って、ちょっと残念だけど。
でも漫画先生という名前はケチとか、興味がある人が漫画と聞いて、おお、面白そうというために。
うん、面白そう、僕はすっごい進むねえよ。毎日漫画じゃなくて ただ文法で今日は答話の文法について話し合いたいと思いますがっていや本当に悪いだけどさもしライス人ができたらもういいけどちょっとまあ仕方ないんだそれでたまに僕の聞いてる方々聞いてるのオーディエンスから聞くですけどどうやって日本人の友達をできるのかアドバイスありますか？
それが
しにくいでしょ当たんの、うん、僕はよくできないよ。まあ、いや、できるけど。
外人だからすごく簡単ですよ。お、俺は外人だ。お、そうですね、友達。
でもなんかそれを建前としてなんかすごいフレンドリーで、
うん、すご
でも仲良くなるってちょっともっと難しくない？
それが難しい。その日本人はその外人を見たら外人、
うん、
だから友達になりたいと思います。けど、うんうん、その日本人の場合は、
はい、
心は、
はい、
冷たい
違う心が冷たい
聞いてる日本人ごめんなさい。
そう彼らにとってその心はめっちゃ大切ですよ。
うんうん、
そのアメリカ人だから、お心はどうぞどうぞ。けど日本人だったらちょっとあ私の心だから
守らなきゃと。
うん、
それはね、
うん、
その建前の後ろに行くのがすっごく難しい。日本なんかコリン人がなんか言ったのように日本人がすごくなんか心を大切にしてなんか心配したくないなんか心になんか比べたくないなんか比べたくないから、うん、すごくなんか良くなくなりにくいになっちゃうんでどうやってそれを解決するのかそれが最近日本人でも問題と思うんだよ日本人がすごく若いからの幼なじみを育てあって親友がなんか仲良くにくいだしそうですが心身に対してはどうやって日本人友達できるのか
私初めて日本人と友達になる経験は多分大学1年生の時に英語の学校をボランティアとして日本人とな
んか
スタディなんていう
パーティース
タディバリ
ー。スタディバリー英語忘れないで
スタディバリーしてましたでそれからでもその人は男の人だからちょっとなんか仲良くなるのは難しかったです
確かにね、
でも、なんとか日本人は英語を勉強したい人が多いから、
うん、
それで日本人は日本語を説明するとか日本語を分かち合うのが楽しいと思う日本人がたくさんいると思います
いるね必ずしかもなんかスタディバリとかそれはなんか便利だなと思っていいななんだそれそして日本語を習ってるながら多分なんか僕みたいに よく間違えよくというわけないけどたまに間違ってしまうんで面白い間違えた話ありますか日本語の
まあ
よし今のところですごいなんか携帯になんか集中してみると二人ともなんか囲碁行ってそうだなあれだなと自慢してるんだ、
まあ、友達と話した時に彼は そう、彼の。
はい。
あのね。え？忘れちゃった。
英語は？
ね、embarrassing。
恥ずかしい？
恥ずかしい。No, no, 違う。恥ずかしいけど。
もう覚えたくないんだみたい。
音楽
は
い、
や
ばい
大丈夫、
okay、音楽、その彼の音楽について話したけど、
はいはい、
彼はこの音楽はどうですかと言って、
はい、
私はあ最初に2つの言葉があるよ、
はい、
霊的、
はい、
はすごくいい、
はい、
いい気持ちよ、
はいはいはい、
でも
霊玉を感じることですね、
うん、
はい、
けど性的、もう、そう、性的はちょっと違うイメージがありますよ。
セックス関係の。
そうそう。そう、それからは、あ、この音楽はどうですか？あ、この音楽はすごく性的ですね。それは、あのね、何？性的な音楽ですね。あ、違うよ。え？それがすごく気持ちよかったけど。あ、そして、その、ケツ、
はい、
とか、靴はその
シューズ、
靴はシューズ、靴はアクルクライミング、
いや、カーストしないように、それ以外に大丈夫、
その靴は basically ass、 靴、so、
はいはい、
so、 友達は、so、 彼女はプレゼントをくれました、
はいはい、
so、 私はあ、so、 プレゼントを受けたから、その私の幸せについて話したい。
はい、
私の、あのね、私の、幸せ、
はいはい、
その、
はいはい、
したい。そして私は、そ、彼女の靴はすごく綺麗ですよね。
はいはい、
そして私は、あ、すごいケツですねと言って、彼女は私を見て、と言って、私はその、thumbs up して、私の友達は、それがダメですよ、彼女のケツは前のことじゃないわ、すいませんそしてその間違いして、の私の日本語はそこまで上手じゃないので、大丈夫です、そうですね、ケツはそのひどいことですそう、すごく大きい外人がそのすごく小さいな日本人にすごいケツですねと言ったらすごく気持ち悪い、
みんなそれは言うな、本当に本当に彼氏がいたらぶっ飛ばしてくれるんだよ、いやもうやばいんだそれさ、
気持ちがいっぱいありますけど、多分 CC の
そんなに面白くないちょっと教会の話ですけど、
はい、
私が行ったのは誰かに中国と地獄はちょっと
違うんだな、
違う
でもね、たまに同じ気持ちがする
なんか私が行ったのはイエス・キリストは私たちイエス・キリストは中国から助けてくださいましたと言ってしまって何かが違うかなと
それちょっと違うな
経験がありますけど
あのね、僕は一回教会に行ってすごく若い外国人がなんかミランダのオーディエンスに話そうとしたんで、話を始めるとなんかイエス・キリスト様について話し合ったんですけど、彼はまずなんかすごく日本語が悪くて、どうやって日本語を話すかよく分からなかったんで、イエス・キリストが皆さんのために贖いを起こしましたって言っちゃったんですよ起こすと犯すはちょっと違うんだよですからイエス・キリストが起こすじゃなくて贖いを明かしましたと言っちゃったんだ、みんながそれちょっとえっって話の途中に、いやもう外人も話すなその言葉レイプを言うな 教会で特に本当にさ
面白い、
はあ、外人は大変だね。
大変ですね。難しい。
じゃあ二人とも日本語とても上手から一回だけ電話で、でも日本人だと誰かで騙されたことがありますか？
騙された、あるよね。あ、
え、
あ、でもあなたが日本人を騙された時があるけど。
あるの？
いつ？
名前忘れた。
ああ
民がある。
どういう人？
の北海道に住んでる、なんて、小山チョロ。小山の話
知ってないですよ。あれは切れないです。
違う違う、
これは美男子ですよ。美男子小山さん
の話覚えてる。面
白かったと思う。でも英語、彼は
太い。彼は太い。違う
違う、僕は出る。
英語の面白い話覚えてる。スペック、
うん、
それはちょっと反対ですけど。
何があった？
彼はその英語を勉強したかったですけど、
はい、
私はあまり英語を、
はい、
あまりを教えたくなかったので、
はい、
そう、彼はその悪いことで、ね、教えました。
まあ、いいんじゃない？
彼は、
はいはい、
叩くという、hit、
はい、
叩くということ、
はい、
英語で何ですか？
はい、
spank。それは、I spank you。 私は、そうですね、I spank you はちょうどいい。
完璧の日本語。
毎日、彼は私に言った、私に言って、I spank you! って言って、叩き。ちょっと気持ち悪い。
はぁ、ね、スペンクとおケツの話はね。
あ、そうですね。
いいかな。でも、その後に、
You are Batman だね。
お尻が好きですね。その後に、小山さんは、彼に言って、スペンクは、叩くの意味じゃないわって、やっと気づきましたね。
嘘つき。スペンクは大体叩くですね。
お尻に叩くことですね。
子供だったら叩くんだよ、本当に。子供だから使っていいんじゃないと思ったんださ。いやー、もう。
彼の英語は上手になった。
上手だったの？はい、よかった。
そう。いつ時？彼は。
はいはい。
彼は、I am sadness. I am sadness. そして私は、なんで、
頼りになったか。
sadness. I don't have girlfriend. それが、そう、本当に彼は、本当にいい人ですね。
With that though, we will have to start wrapping up the podcast. We are pretty much up on time. If you want to get in contact with either of our wonderful interviewees today, I will link to their Instagrams so yes. you can like their Instagrams and such. Do you guys have blogs or anything else that you're doing?
No, I don't have a blog actually, but I have an Instagram, so I post mostly pictures of my cats, so you're welcome to look at that. Sometimes I like to
Their kitty's name is Totoro.
His name is Totoro, yeah. We love him.
He's adorable.
Yeah, I don't have a blog or anything, so... And I just deactivated my Facebook, so...
have fun Instagram, finding me! My name is CC Pura Vida, which is Spanish for pure life.
I'll be below in the show notes, so you can check that out. With that, we will sign off, 皆さん。もし、日本語がもっとより良いになりたい気持ちがあったら、やっぱり間違いが必要なんです。ですから、間違いを通して、間違い後でペリペリになる。ですから、間違いましょう、皆さん。それで、また明日。じゃあね。
頑張りましょう。
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.